The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Celebrate the season of gifting with Virginia Lottery Scratchers and online instant games. For more info, visit valottery.com/holiday.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Pogue singer Shane McGowan, we talked about his wake yesterday. Well, it wasn't yesterday, but over the weekend. A bunch of people partying in Ireland. He left behind $12,000 for a funeral bar tab. I love that.
That's awesome. Nice.
How'd he die? I mean, he was always in bad shape.
Cancer or something.
Okay, gotcha. So he knew he was
something.
Dying, right?
Yeah, no,
okay,
he'd been in bad health for a long time.
I wonder if the bar tab was more than 12 grand. There was a bunch of drunk Irish in that crowd, you know.
Well, he covered the first.
He covered the first,
yeah,
12 grand, right?
Anything after that, you guys are going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, they might have gone over.
They might have. That's pretty cool he did that. And yeah. John said he'd send us his Tinder thing. We could swipe for him. See that?
Yeah, it's called a... Yeah, if you guys want to find out what Tinder's like, I can send you that matchmaker link, and you can swipe for me. You don't have to download the app.
Well, we don't know who we're swiping for, John. We need more about you.
Yeah.
What do you like?
Do you like the beach?
Yeah, you like the beach?
There's a high probability of us completely torpedoing your Tinder profile if you send us that link.
No,
we'll just pick the girls we like. You know?
We're totally trustworthy.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think he knows we're going to torpedo it for sure.
I see John's name regularly in the
Yeah, audience. I do too.
Yeah, I recognize his name.
He contributes frequently to the show, so to me that's a good aspect of his personality.
Yeah, sure. It is.
Yeah. And we could live vicariously through him.
Or we could set him up with a bunch of people that are not at all a match.
Yeah. Well, all we'd be doing is swiping for him.
Well, you gotta say something really nasty at the end here, so he's definitely a listener.
Necessarily choosing.
Yeah.
Would we be able to see his profile, too?
I have no idea.
I don't know the answer to any of these questions.
Yeah.
Because I've never downloaded
your dad just
the
Grindr. Your dad wasn't on Tinder, right?
So you ever see? It's like a V or just like a screenshot that I've seen going around of some mom being like, "Oh, my son loves this prayer app, Grindr," and then some other lady comments like, "My husband has that too."
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
And then "Don't Say My Name" says you made the comment earlier that all fingers and hands work the same. This is a woman, by the way. I will argue with you on that.
Well, I she means on her, you mean, right?
I'm guessing that's what she means.
Oh, yeah. Some guys are bad at it. Yeah.
They might have different skill sets, but they all function pretty much the same.
True. That's what I meant. Yeah. And some guys got really big, thick, fat fingers, too. I'm sure they enjoy that.
Yeah. Some guys should have an extra finger.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
But apparently,
not everybody knows how
to work them properly.
Yeah. So she said, "Don't say my name." That was what she checked in on.
So we discussed that.
That's good. So she doesn't have to go into work. Is that you with the finger email?
That's track and field was a discussion later. So let's get into baseball now, because I saw Shohei Ohtani deferred $680 million of his $700 million. So he will essentially, for 10 years, he'll get $20 million over 10 years. But
why even have a luxury tax or any of that stuff? I mean, baseball, Wilbon said it was great for everybody. No, it's not. It ruins a sport.
That's why baseball sucks.
If you're concerned.
Exactly why baseball sucks.
On how you can live in L.A. on $2 million a year. Don't worry about it. Shohei makes about $40 million a year in endorsements. Although, I don't see him doing anything in this country.
Well,
I'm sure he's making a mint
in Japan.
He's probably on every other commercial in Japan.
I'm sure he is. You know? I mean, he could do what he wants, but I think if he learned the language, he could make a lot of money in this country.
I think he's got a New Balance deal here in the States.
Okay.
Yeah, his shoe deal is New Balance.
Especially Southern California.
Yeah.
He could make a ton of money there.
Well, it's not his first contract.
It'd be funny if he just shows up in those big white old man New Balance walking around the track shoes, you know.
Yeah.
Those ones that say retired dude in white New Balance walking around.
But Kornheiser and Wilbon pointed out that you're doing it in baseball. One guy isn't going to make the team. Well, that's the true of any team sport, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't just have one guy on a football team. Granted, you have to have a good quarterback, but
the only time
one or two guys are head over heels is basketball is close. You're right.
Yeah.
You still need supporting acts too.
Yes, you do.
You still got to have a few guys around you who's got a little talent.
Exactly.
But a superstar in basketball makes more of an impact than any other sport.
Yeah. I'm good. That's true. Only five guys on the court, right?
Yeah.
But how many bums?
It wasn't great for sports. It's only great for sports when people that like teams that are from major markets with zillions of dollars. And you act like the rest of the sport doesn't exist anymore. You know, like Red Sox, Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs, you know, all the big cities. It's crazy.
Well, I'm not being a baseball fan. I'll direct this at the fans of the two never going to get it teams in the room, the Pirates and the Royals.
Well, the Royals got hot.
Yeah.
But you got to sell everybody then and you're done.
But in general,
it doesn't happen.
Those teams that live at that level, they really just don't have a shot.
No, we got a cheap owner. Don't get me wrong. The Pirates have a cheap owner. So that's never going to come around. But it's not a fun sport. I mean, I love the game of baseball, but it's not a fun sport to root for anymore.
How do you maintain
everything? That's why football is still NFL football is still the best sport out there.
How do you maintain being a fan of those teams when you know going into the season every year we don't have a shot?
Because
we don't have a shot.
When you're 7 years old, you like that team.
That's
it. I stick with them. Well, I'm not going to bail on a bait. I can't just start liking another team.
Your team finds you.
Right.
And latches onto you. Yeah, I'm looking at a list of the Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, and every one of these guys, with the exception of a couple, are household names.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
if you're an NFL fan, you know all these names anyway, though. Yeah.
Jeff Hostetler. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wouldn't consider him a household name.
Trent
I know
Dilfer.
Him because, Trent Dilfer, I wouldn't, if I weren't a football fan, I might
high
not.
School football
it was
now,
a guy that won one with Tampa in the early 20s.
Brady.
No, yeah. No.
Brad something?
Yeah.
Oh, Brad Johnson.
Brad Johnson, yes. Yeah, not exactly a household name.
Flacco's in there.
In his house.
Yeah, but Flacco's pretty familiar now.
Yeah, but everybody else, Nick Foles is kind of a one-off. Everyone else you'd recognize. They're all Hall of Fame. So, yeah, you got to have a good quarterback.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite comedy podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by pharma.
So it is. So the story is apparently there's supposed to be a big party for Taylor tonight. It's her birthday. How old is she? Like 35 now?
Something like that, early 30s.
And apparently Kelce's holding it, but it's midweek game week. Now I know they're not already in New England. So did he get the go ahead to go up there early and party all night on a Wednesday when the Chiefs are really having trouble in their offense?
Or it could be happening in Kansas City.
What was that?
It could be the party. Could be in Kansas City.
No, it's in New York.
Oh,
it's in New York. Yeah, because all her friends don't want to go to Kansas City, Nick. It's it's Taylor Swift. It's she's in New York City right now, hanging out with Selena Gomez.
There's
everywhere.
A lot more
she
cool
could
places
get that
to
Mr.
party
Burns
in,
from Q39 right.
In Kansas City than New York. I mean, you're going to want to party in Kansas City.
Yeah, Taylor Swift's options are limited to the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
New York City is happening more than Westport. Relax, people, okay? And all her famous friends are in New York City. So she's there now. They say she's been out all week hanging out with
Selena
Gomez, you know.
Right. And by the way, Rain Man, she's 34 today. Yeah. You said 35. You were very close.
I'm pretty close.
You were very close.
Only because she's been in the news recently. That's why I know how old she is, you know.
She has been?
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
She's been everywhere.
Speaking of track and field, Gabe says I'm on Tinder looking for a girl that can really hurl the shot put.
Check out Brock Lesnar's daughter.
Yeah. Or check out
a fine-looking woman.
Yeah, some of the women that John, the previous emailer, has because he made a disparaging remark about some women. And some of those women may be able to hurl the shot put.
Yeah, he does. We should throw John under there. He sent it to us. He said, why do all the fat chicks have working out as a hobby? That's from John. he wrote it. He didn't say, don't say my name.
He sent this link.
Yeah, he sent us his link. You couldn't ruin my Tinder profile, trust me. If you want horrible date stories, that's all I have. Well, that's on John, I think.
Are all of them horrible?
This girl's a pansexual feminist. That's had the first two words in her profile.
Well, pan means she likes chicks, too, or even she likes theys and thems, too. Obviously, pan is everything, right?
No hookups.
Yeah. Not animals, puss. That's not pan. That's still bestiality, I know. Different label. Right.
How'd you get in? I have to log in.
Yeah.
It said the continuous guest was an option. Yeah.
No, I don't want to sign up.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of explaining to do.
Yes.
No, really, it's for the show.
I'm thinking maybe the link was only good for one person to log in, and we all are trying to now.
Oh.
And Nick got there first.
Yeah.
So it's up to you.
See anything you like, Nick?
I'm going to let me check this. This is like a lot of single moms.
Well, yeah, because single moms are available.
Yeah. I wonder what his age parameters are.
John, you're listening right now live, so let us know if what your age parameters are, whether you like a beach or the mountains.
And has he had luck with that?
Are you? Do you? What's your picture look like, John? I mean, you an average looking dude?
Can you see his profile?
Yeah, it's up in the corner. It's a small picture.
Is he hanging out with his dog in a bandana? You know,
looks like he's in a field or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Husker shirt. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, the big Rule Aid shirt.
Yeah.
Rule Aid?
Yeah. With the big
finger. Is that a new one? Is that a
new one? I haven't seen that one.
It's been brutal. Yeah.
Oh,
it's not good.
I thought frost warning. At least frost warning was a reason. I get it. The word frost, I get it. It works. Rule Aid does not work.
Rule Aid is brutal.
That's really brutal.
And it's used across the board in a fair amount of this kind.
I might suggest to John, and I don't know much about making a Tinder profile, just what we read. But he's got a beanie and sunglasses on. Maybe he should lose those. Because I've heard that women don't like it when you wear a cap.
You're not supposed to wear a hat because they don't care what your hair looks like. It's just they want you to either way just to be who you are.
Hatless,
right.
Although most of my life I'm not hatless.
No, you're not looking for a date.
I still can't believe you wear a hat at home.
I usually don't now.
Like that, I just walk in, take my hat off.
Well, the dogs are looking at me. You gotta look good for the
dogs.
Sometimes
I just forget to take it off. If I have to run to the store, I'll put the hat on, and then I come back and forget to take it off.
Yeah. He sits there with a hat on all the time. That's why the computer's
special
right
chair.
There. That's the reason that the computer's by that chair.
Loose-fitting pants.
Because there's a hat on. All right. Yeah, so, John, we need to know what your things are, what you like. Yeah, and I like to know a story about your bad date too, for that matter. How bad is that?
Yeah, can you click on his profile?
Nick's looking at it
and see what's on it. No, all you see is his picture.
All right. Comedian Cameron Longston
is going to
stop in
for John
a little bit. Also, in the next hour, probably the next hour. But before we get done, we're going to replay an interview we did with Andre Brower, who passed away yesterday. Unfortunately, another edition of Todd and Tyler Talk to Dead People, you know. He's way too young.
An untimely one.
Yeah, he's way too young. That's why this is sad.
All I saw was brief illness. I got no details on the brief illness.
Yeah, the last time we did this, it was Bob Barker, and Bob was 100.
Bob Barker.
He had a good run, man.
Yeah, we did one with it was a great interview, too, with James Caan.
Yeah, Jimmy Caan.
James Caan was obviously in his 80s.
Cool.
Yeah, it wasn't before his time. It was his 80s, but Andre Brower was only 61.
Yeah.
You know?
That's way too young.
And plus, we didn't know he was sick or anything, so it's sad. Great actor. And it was fun on the interview. We'll play that next hour. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler